Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How's everybody doing?
Never better. How are you?
I'm great. My name is Laszlo. It's Slimfast, Julia, and Spencer in the other room, and it's the Church of Laszlo. We belly up to the bar, have a couple drinks, talk about our life, what's going on in the world, and you engage with us via the text line, 913-576-7965, 913-576-7965, right?
Yep, that's right. It. Did you have fun this weekend?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, come on.
It was a great weekend of football, for sure.
It was fun. And you know, I've been like, I don't know if it's depression or what, but I haven't been like, I haven't had that spark that I've had in some years. I haven't been getting as worked up.
Sure.
But this weekend, I mean, even last week was good too. You know what I mean? The playoffs, I guess, in general have been good. This weekend was, you're watching it live, you're like, is this like the greatest weekend?
It was the greatest weekend.
And then they start saying it. You're like, okay, I'm not crazy. That was something. I did think, though, watching that Bucs game, I really thought, oh my gosh.
He's going to do it again?
He's going to do it. And I mean, that bomb was so beautiful. I was like, this is happening again.
Yep, me too.
It's happening again. And even if you hate the guy and he crushed your dreams over the years, like he did so many football fans.
He was there again.
I there's part of me that's just like, as a guy who's getting older, I'm just like, do it.
Right.
Do it. How old are you again? 45? Do it. Right, Come on. That's like, and my girlfriend gets so mad. Why do you like him? I'm like, really? I think it's down to that. There was a time when I absolutely would have just rooted against him no matter what.
Right.
But I see him now. I'm like, man, he's going to do this. He's going to do it. But you had to have been torn.
I'm a huge fan of both of them, Brady and Stafford. But I was rooting for Stafford the whole time.
That's what I wondered.
I was just like, come on, man. This is your time. Like, you got it. Couldn't, as a fan of both those players, it couldn't have worked out better. Because Brady, at the end of the day, he did bring him back.
Right.
He lost on the bench. Like, you know, you guys got to stop him here. There's nothing, you know, I've done it. We're back. And I mean, not that the defense didn't get him there and that all those things come into play, but we're back.
That's it.
You know, we're here.
We're in this now.
Right. We're here.
Yep.
And then for Stafford to make that play was great. And then the Chiefs, you got to be kidding me.
I just...
With like a minute 56 left, it was like 26-21 or something. Right. It was unbelievable.
I think it was 25 points in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
13 seconds.
13.
13
Yeah,
seconds.
So in those 2 minutes, you got what? Touchdown, then another touchdown, and then field goal, right?
That was all
under 2 minutes. My girlfriend's sister was over and out. You know, it was like 2 minutes. She's like, well, we're not going to win. I was like, 2 minutes is a lot of time. She's like, it is? I was like, oh, yeah. And, of course, as the game goes on, then it gets down to 13 seconds. And she's like, is 13 seconds a lot of time? I said, it's not. But it could be possibly with Mahomes.
Right.
Someone like him, you know. I know when after the game, I went on to the Chiefs fan sites and looked at, see what the fans are saying. Then I went on the Buffalo fan sites to see. I don't prod or, you know what I mean? I don't poke them or anything. Yeah. I just read to see what they're saying.
I did that too.
And there's three things. I'm sure you notice this. It's they're either blaming the coaches, shouldn't have kicked the ball. Mm-hmm. They're blaming the overtime rules, right? Or they're blaming the defense. Our defense, which I totally understand blaming the defense in that moment because it doesn't matter who you're playing. Joe Montana in his prime. Tom Brady in his prime. Mahomes in his prime. When it happens to your team, you're like, you just need a one stop.
Right.
It was 13 seconds. You're going to be frustrated. I get it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you got to look at that game and just go, it was two amazing quarterbacks playing an insane game.
And here's the thing, though. We don't have to get too in-depth in it, but you can blame the defense, yes, but when there's 26 points scored in like 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
That means your defense is on the field running.
They're exhausted.
And they're scoring fast and fast. They're exhausted. Instead of like maybe when you're up, instead of scoring so quick, run the ball. Take some time, right? Yeah. Like try to keep Mahomes off the field. And I know they got it down with 13 seconds in the win, but, then I think, obviously, I think they probably should have squib kicked it or whatever.
Right.
But, hindsight's 20/20, and he probably thought, you know what? Let's not give a chance for a return. Let's not give a chance for some crazy play where they run it back, so let's just kick it. Although I think, of the three decisions he could have made, squib kicked it, kick it deep but not in the end zone so they have to fair catch it, so they have to go 95 yards instead. But, I probably would have squib kicked it.
I think
it's
the number one defense, too.
You haven't been stopping them in the last 2 minutes.
That's
so,
true.
Maybe.
And your defense is exhausted.
That's true,
Was it on, I'm guessing it was on Nick's show this morning. I heard someone say, it might have been Broussard, but somebody was saying, look, Jim Nantz is a great broadcaster. He's not a coach. But in that moment, he said, hey, this is probably what they'll do here, right? Isn't this what you want to do, Tony? Like, you're the old ball player.
Right.
So if Jim Nantz knows that,
watching the game.
But I also wonder in those moments, I've seen some of those behind-the-scenes things, how much of that is being fed to them constantly? Mm. Hey, just so you know, right now the right move would be to do this. And then Jim goes, so I would, they probably want to do this now, right?
Yeah, of course.
And then I don't know if that's actually Jim Nantz going, what I would do in this situation.
Well, they've probably got a lot of people.
I feel like everyone watching that game thought squib kick coming.
Okay.
I thought for sure.
I was so overwhelmed at that point that it was like a blur. I had to go
just
back.
Just because they had the timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
The timeout scared me a little bit. If you're a Buffalo fan, I would have said, let's just run as much clock. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you get it into, some fullback's hands and he tries to run it or lateral it. Who knows? Now you got something else. But you just kick it in the end zone and, you're leaving it to, the best guys on the field.
I've seen a lot of different premature celebrations in sports. We've all seen them if you've watched anything or even you just see them online. It's funny to watch. I don't remember a time, though, when I've seen a premature celebration in an NFL game by the announcers and the team where they're calling it. I mean, Romo was like, oh, man, they finally got their win, to get this win. And they've been going back and forth, and now they got the victory, whatever. I don't remember the exact words, but I had to go back and watch it again last night because they've just been screaming in my house. And I was like, wow, they really – it wasn't just them. They didn't say – it took a little while to be like 13 seconds. Finally, Jim was like, well, there is 13 seconds.
Right.
But they had all celebrated, and just to see that look on Josh Allen's face – which we've seen on other players' faces a million times.
Right,
like, I can't
things,
believe this
man.
Is happening to me.
Why won't he die?
Why can't I be the one to come out on top with the coin toss or anything else? And to see that look, but I get
it. We've seen that look from so many different quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, all the other quarterbacks that play Mahomes.
Yes.
Just like, why can't we stop him?
We've seen people cry. We've seen them, you see the tear coming out of their eye, I'm pretty sure they're crying right there, which, hey, I get it. At that point in time, he obviously thought he won it.
The only guy you've seen beat him is Brady.
Yeah.
The only guy.
Oh, you've seen what?
Yeah.
Beat him.
Oh,
The only guy where at the end of the field, Mahomes has had that. At the end of the day, Mahomes has had that look.
Yeah.
The only guy. I mean, it's crazy if you think about it.
I know. You think you do? He doesn't seem like he's done, does he? That was the first question they all
asked. I don't know, but
he
could go out like this and be like, you know what? I won the Super Bowl and I ended on a good note. Like, nobody would. You wouldn't remember him playing badly.
Right.
You'd be like, that guy was great again.
Yes.
He just happened to lose.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So do you go out when you're still really, really good and you got to the playoffs? You know what I mean? Or do you say, if I was that good, for a guy like him, I don't know. Secretly, I kind of just hope that he plays one more year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it. It's like Lazo told
me. There's some guys hurt on his team. Maybe he thinks, you know what? Maybe I get Godwin back. Maybe we replace AB with somebody else.
Yeah, because
right?
they would have won that game.
Team.
Right?
They have Godwin on that team. They have AB on that team. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there's a chance he wins. And maybe in his head he's like, look, you know, as kind of a depleted offense, we still almost got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then thinking about it in his head, he's like, then the following week, we play the 49ers. We beat the 49ers, right? We're in the Super Bowl. You know, I think probably that's what he's thinking.
Well, I know we got to take a quick break, but we'll come back, and Julie's going to give us some really in-depth analysis about the games this week and her thoughts.
The Church of Laszlo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.